Sleeping well, my pet. Look at you, panicking at my presence. No wonder you haven't attempted to flee my castle. You know what comes if you do, don't you? Don't struggle too much. You'll make it hard for me to hold you. That was not rhetoric. That was an order. Much better. Now you can focus on what I have to say. To start off, you've been enslaved by me for 6 months now. So far from home. No contact with your family, friends. Everything from your past life lost to the winds. This is your new home now, isn't it, my pet? You clearly haven't forgotten that. Ever since I made you my personal plaything, my servant, you do everything I say, right down to the letter. Yeah. Oh, from fetching me things to acting in a particular way, crawling on your knees when ordered, you've become quite a source of entertainment for me. Best of all, unlike my previous servants who work for my favor, you, delicious, you work out of fear. You know what happens when you fail me. Many previous servants, well, unfortunately, they suffered such cruel fates at my hands. Deservedly, though, for tiny mistakes. Me being a vampire and all, I can't always control my impulses. But it seems to have kept you in line, so far. All to stay alive. That's what they say. But I must confess, I have been manipulating you. See if you'll screw up with sudden changes. But I find I take pleasure in watching you run around like a headless chicken, trying to work out what to do. And then watching you panic when you don't know the answer. I just can't help being... what are they called these days? No, right, a bitch. A troll. I can tell, even now, in the dark, in the bed, that you are scared of me. You think I'm here to punish you for something. Maybe something you did wrong, something you forgot. Your mind is racing, going over everything, looking for any transgression that might have brought me here. Thinking over the whole day. Did you figure out what it is exactly? Oh, why else would I be here? You must be asking in your mind. What if I told you you didn't do anything wrong? Oh, did I hear some sounds? Maybe some tears? So much fear and not knowing what I'll do next. I must admit I find it endearing when it comes from you. I'm not sure why, but you might be surprised to learn that I'm not here to punish you. No, I'm not even here to feed off of you. Oh. I'm glad you asked why. So intelligent. You see, in spite of everything I've done to you, everything I've ordered you to do, no matter how humiliating it may have been at times, you worked so hard to ensure meeting my expectations. So much hard work. And suddenly, just like that, I feel like rewarding you. I feel like perhaps I'm insulting all your hard work. For only giving you a small time to rest each night in payment. No, no, that won't be satisfying me at all. Not one bit. Not anymore. So tonight, I wish to give you a reward. Some pleasure. Oh, yeah. You make sure I'm pleased whenever I need it. Should I not at least return the favor for once? Would you take me for a monster? Oh, yes. Of course. Oh, you're scared of me. You still don't know if this is simply a cruel trick. Perhaps I'm looking for an excuse to put you through pain. Well, I have done it before. I don't blame you if you can't trust my words. I have trolled you maybe one too many times. But this time, it's your choice to trust me or not. I were you, you'd take this all in stride. Take it. I'm rarely this generous after all. It seems you're still paralyzed by fear. Then I guess I only have one order for you to follow. And that is to take it in. Take in the pleasure that I wish to give you. Surrender to it. And enjoy it. That's all I ask of you for tonight. Are you that terrified of me that you whimper from a simple kiss? Oh, this is going to be fun. Your neck smells. Don't my lips feel good? So good kissing your neck, my sweet, sweet pet. No answer. I'm going to assume that your silence means you like it. Smell nice tonight. My lovely servant. Oh my. Your cheek feels warmer than usual. Oh, I'm going to assume you are blushing. Oh. I honestly can't tell if it's from the fear running through your veins or whether you like my kisses. Should I pout? Either way, I choose to love it. Besides, your fear of me, well, it turns me on. Why do you think I've kept you around for so long? Remember those previous servants? Ones that worked only to curry favor from me. I honestly didn't like it. No. They expected something in return. Every time they did something for me, they wanted. What a waste. But you, you. Clearly, you don't like being here, but you know you can't escape from me, so you simply do what you're told. Because you're terrified of how nasty I can be when you fail. I can be very nasty. But there is no need for me to be that way tonight, you see. Besides, it has been so long since I've had the cuddles. Oh, you're shrieking in horror. Oh, that just makes me want to pull you closer. Oh, be that guardian vampire that keeps you safe while you sleep. Come to me, darling. Let me hold you close. Doesn't that feel good? You're so warm, too. I forget I'm so cold. That's better. I was feeling so cold back in my room, but holding you close will warm me up in no time. You actually feel so nice against my tits. If I were hungry, I would devour you in an instant. Couldn't you tell that I was naked this whole time? You're blushing more than you did before. So shy, so withdrawn in my presence. So cute. Any man would love to be in your position right now. Being snuggled, being spooned by a naked vampire countess. It's a rare treat, one that I don't give to just anyone. Now, I have an order for you, pet. You want to guess what it is? Well then, if you don't know, then I will tell you. Take off your pajamas. Oh, I'm serious, my sweet little man. I want your body free of fabrics. And yes, that does include your underthings. I want as much of your skin touching mine. No barriers between us. Shh. Don't talk. I'll just lay back and watch as you strip off everything. Keep going. There we are. Keep your back to me. I'll press myself into you. Now you can feel how naked I am, right? Can you feel my nipples poking into your back? Yes. I know. It's so sensational. You've never had this happen before, correct? Enjoy it. Tonight it's all about you. Reach around. Trace my fingers on your chest. Tonight. About you. Did you like the way my fingers, my nails glide over your warm skin? I can feel you shuddering. Did you like it? Or are you still afraid of me? Oh, what do I have to do to assure you, pet? If you think I'm going to gut you, then you're in for a surprise. I have no such intentions. If I wanted you dead, I would have done so earlier. And it would have been so glorious, so painful. So many ways a man can die. Your screams would have been orgasmic. But that's not what I want, is it? Besides, in your silence, I'm going to assume that you love the way I scratch, the way I caress your skin, your chest. You're squirming. How adorable. Oh, that's right. You just keep squirming, shuddering, fear. I can taste it. It makes me want you more. So you could relax, or you can keep feeding me that aphrodisiac of your terror. Maybe some more neck kisses? Does it feel good? I know it does. Oh, my shy little slave. Admit it. Does it? Yes. How deliciously foolish of you to think that total silence won't make it worse. Oh, too late. It's too late. Oh, yes, that's it. That's what I wanted to hear. And oh, what's this? Oh, my. You've gone all stiff. Well, your cock, that is. You don't mind if I touch it? Oh, what am I doing? Oh, you choose to speak. Oh, gracious me. You're my slave, after all. I can do whatever I want with you, whether you like it or not. Oh, but you're going to say you like it, aren't you? Because you know what your fear does to me. Good boy. I guess I'll just slide my fingers over it. And it's just the right size, too. Goldilocks. The night just keeps on giving. I hope you love having a woman's hand around it. That's it. Sweet boy. Take care. Amazing, perhaps. You're starting to smell different. Still afraid, but there's something else in the air now, isn't there? Don't be so nervous. Tell me, does it feel good? I promise I won't hurt you. Yes, it does. Now tell me, would it feel better with some neck kisses? The back of your neck, as I reach around and stroke this perfect cock. Too scared to admit it. You forgot. I love the way you squirm, baby boy. Just don't panic too much. I wouldn't want to tug too hard on this cock. I wouldn't want to suck your blood. Blood I can feel pounding in your veins as I kiss your artery. I've never fed off your femoral. So close to this cock. Does my breath feel good on the back of your neck? A little love bites. Your cock is twitching for me. You enjoy this. You can't tell me otherwise. The body doesn't lie. I wonder if you would react if I go faster. You don't mind, do you? Speak up. Oh, still quiet. That means I do what I want. Oh, I can feel your cock throbbing in my hand. Oh, I have another question. Do you want a release, my pet, to come? Well, you just take it, and I promise you'll get your release. Yes. You're getting closer. Is my good boy pleased? By the way his mistress strokes his cock. That's it. I think you're ready for what's next. All I wanted from that was pre-cum. There it is. Well, I don't want to make a huge mess in your bed, not at your expense. My goal was to give you pleasure, not chores. What reward would it be to have you clean up your cum afterwards? That wouldn't be fair, would it? Don't get me wrong. I do want you to come, and you will. But I want you to come inside me. I'll make us both feel good. Most certainly contain the mess. I don't know if you noticed, but my pussy is feeling wet. It's aching. It's aching to feel this cock, this one, slide into it. Now turn around. Turn around and look at me, slave. There you are, your pretty face. Oh, how red, terrified you are, thinking I would kill you, thinking I would make you suffer, giving you a false sense of security. How wrong you are, but I can't blame you for thinking that. You are a smart boy, after all. Such a sweet little darling in the moonlight. I'm going to pleasure you like you haven't been before. I want you to simply ignore your terror, your fear, your trepidation. And I want you to thrust your throbbing cock deep. So deep into my pussy. Yes. Allow me to drain the stress out of you. You know you want it. I'll put my leg over your hip. All you have to do is... Oh, yes. That's it. All the way. Oh. I've been thinking about this moment all night. Oh. What are you waiting for, Pet? Why are you still? Fuck me like your life depends on it. Yes. Oh, I was right. The perfect size. You actually feel so good inside me. Now I wonder why I didn't take you sooner. No one has managed to make me feel this good in a long time. Sweet boy. Keep going. Don't you dare stop. Wind it out. Yes. 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 Good boy. Oh, the air is filled with your lust now. I can smell it mixed with your terror. What if you fuck up? Oh, yes. Oh, but this is amazing. Go faster. I need it. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh. Hold me tight. Grab my ass while you're at it. I want to feel your hands on it. Go on. Grab it. Squeeze it. How are you so good at this? You're not an ancient. So good for me. Faster, faster, harder, harder, harder. Deeper, deeper. Don't stop, don't stop. God, your cock is amazing. You know how to please your mistress so well. I'm getting close. Are you... That's good. I want us to come at the same time, so it will happen. Oh, don't stop. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yes. Oh, good. But I'm gonna come. Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm gonna. I want your cock to explode inside me. fill me up. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, go for me. Ah, sleep. Oh, mark your mistress. Scream for her. Scream as you come. Ah, 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 ah. Was I a good mistress to you, Bet? Oh, you look so exhausted. Oh, come here. Let me cuddle you. That's it. Rest your head between my tits. Now I'm confident. I had a suspicion before, but I'm confident that you are the best slave I've ever owned. I'm going to miss you when you're gone. No, I'm not going to release you. Oh, no. You're so good for me. Makes me wonder what I ever did to deserve such a good little slave like you. No, don't worry about the mess in your bed. I'll do you a favor. I'll clean it up. Clean it up while you work elsewhere. It's the least I can do after you pleased me so well. Plus it smells amazing in here. Lust and fear and sex. Don't think that because I let you thrust your cock into my pussy that I'll be giving you some sort of carte blanche from now on. You are my slave, my servant, and I expect you to do as I say and to continue to meet my expectations no matter what happens. No, this won't be happening often. The only reason I did it is because I was feeling generous. I wanted to make sure that this wasn't an entirely unhappy time under my guidance in my servitude. Oh, don't look so down, so melancholy. You've done great work so far at all the other tasks I've given you. Remember that. I can see that you're tired, little human. One last order for tonight. My sweet boy, you hold me tight. And then I'll run my fingers through your hair. There. You just drift off to sleep. I could sing you a lullaby. Very well. I did say this night was about you, after all. Little man in my arms, get some rest. Go to sleep. You're safe with me. Tomorrow is another day. What it has, we'll see. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, little pet.
of mine.